I remember reading about him and sort of everybody had this sort of there's some sort of a Rasputin-like reputation he had for having this power, and people were very scared, or at least in some of the readings I had, they're kind of scared of him that he yeah. had, because he just seemed so otherworldly, powerful, like a wizard.
Yeah, he'd studied the gaps between our consciousness and our desire for the future and our fear from the past, and he came forward to live in the present. But there's some amazing documented factual things that he did. Where he passed away in Meersburg, there's a lake there called Lake Constance, and on Lake Constance is an island called Mainau, where the royalty lived. And the royalty had ordered a lot of canaries. They liked birds, so these canaries on this island couldn't escape because it was too far to fly. And there's a lot of writings whenever Mesmer went there by invitation, all the birds on the island would just flock around him and wouldn't leave him alone. And one hopped on the boat and rowed back with him one day, and there's the story of his magnetizable canary. Now, he could hold it in his hand. It would sing to him. He could stroke it from tail to head, and it would die and would have no vital signs at all, and then stroke from head to tail, and it would come alive and begin to sing again. It died 2 days after he passed away. I think it pined for him and joined him in the other world. But there were some extraordinary things he did. The historians say that he got thrown out of France. He wasn't thrown out, because he wrote a letter to Marie Antoinette saying, "I will leave in August because I have too many patients. It's a shame that your academic doctors are trying to destroy the greatest healing force the world's ever known." Then he went to Meersburg and treated the sick for free. And then a doctor by the name of Karl Wolfart came down from the German Academy of Sciences, and they took him to Berlin, and he didn't really want to go. He walked in and he said, "Who is in charge of the academy?" And this fellow put his hand out, and he threw his hand towards him, a power towards him, and struck him to the floor and lifted him up and put him down again 19 times, documented in front of a lot of witnesses, before they said, "Hey, we want to use this stuff. We're not trying to make a fool of you." So he was a very powerful man. But what he had done was he had learned how to switch on the naturally occurring receptors that we all have that we don't know we've got.
Well, that's clear. That's Anton Mesmer. We're talking with Rick Collingwood, and that's the kind of stories I would hear about him. That he was like they, and he's spoken of like he's almost like Merlin, or that he had some power that that nobody could account for, and that there were a lot of witnesses to his power, but just nobody was quite certain where they came from. Now we would say we know more about where his power comes from.
We
right?
do, and look, a lot of it can be scientifically measured and demonstrated. Now, his big problem was he said, "There's an ethereal fluid that comes down from the heavens and I control it." Well, it was cosmic energy. No one ever disputed the healings that he did. He did thousands of healings. There was a Dr. James Esdale took his work and went to work in India with it. And they never spoke a word in mesmerism. There was no word spoken. And he did 1,700 documented limb amputations using mesmerism. There was never any pain. And his post-surgical mortality rate using mesmerism in India, which wasn't the cleanest place, was 5%, whereas conventional medicine for the same operations was running at around 50%. So this wasn't all imagination and wishful thinking. There's something very profound in the energy field happening underneath, which has been completely discarded from hypnosis. With my students, I tell them, you need to have an intention to heal your client. If you're just doing this as a process to get $180 an hour, you're not going to be very successful. So you're really stealing people's money, you know. And that's my belief. You do have to have a desire for the person to make the shift they're looking for.